I have a relationship with...
Yeah, I don't have a relationship with students.
Okay.
A lot of people, a lot of your staff, you don't have a relationship with them.
Staff? My staff? Where would I have been? Where did you get all that from?
You don't bother about it.
I bother about it. You're a Christian.
Well, whatever.
No, you're a Christian. You're supposed to tell the truth.
What truth?
You're supposed to tell the truth. That is the mark.
You know the truth. So whatever you go behind to do.
Who do I admire behind?
The only thing I will tell you is...
Who do I admire behind?
It doesn't matter.
Talk to me. We're here to talk.
There's no point.
No.
The day I was telling you about your wife, and you told me something. Why do you go over the relevant things? So this is also...
Who do I admire? Let me tell you one thing I don't do. I don't mess with my staff.
Okay.
Let me say that clearly. Because... it's all women there. No, the women plenty outside. I don't mess with my staff. So that's even totally irrelevant.
So what did you have with my sister?
With your sister?
Yeah.
Why would I have anything with your sister?
What did you have with her? Or what were you trying to have with her?
Me and your sister. Why would I have anything with your sister? Why would I have something with you and be having something
that's
with your sister?
I don't have anything with you, so that's why I would have
something. No, why would I have something with your sister?
That's okay.
I have nothing with your sister.
You deny everything. I asked about Junior, so you denied it.
Who's here?
My friend. I asked about my son, you denied it, but that's okay. It's not important to
you. Chinyere has nothing to do with me and anything. And why would I be interested in your sister? No.
Let me tell you.
And be truthful.
There's nothing like being truthful.
Okay.
Just like you like to keep things confidential, so I still deserve the right to keep things confidential.
No, you live on assumptions.
I don't live on assumptions.
You live on assumptions.
When I tell you I've done my findings, for real, I've done my findings.
There's no finding.
Ask Chinya tomorrow, she'll tell you. My relationship with her is not hard because as you see me like this, if you had
the relationship with her is what?
Head on hand.
Because she said, that was then. What happened with you and Ijoma? I said nothing. She wanted to say, you people don't date anymore, you all don't see each other anymore. I said, no, don't do anything. You are calling me to talk about a job that is her. To talk about a job, don't ask me about Ijoma. Anything about Ijoma, go talk to Ijoma. That's all I said. Look, I don't talk about stuff.
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
You're not talking about stuff. It's totally different. I'm not asking you about stuff. But I'll tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that knows me well, including Olas, if you ask them, one thing they will tell you is, I am not a friendly person. And the reason why I'm like that is because I don't want issues in my life. I already got married so early, had my marital issues, I don't want to complicate nothing.
Right.
If you ask Chris, he will tell you. Chris,
I'm not going to talk to Chris
I'm just, at least, sometimes, you guys can talk about
people. I don't talk about nothing. Okay. I don't talk to or anybody.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm telling you. Because I know one thing for sure, one thing I'm very sure of.
Yes.
Even Chris, one time tried, I don't know if he had ulterior motive, but he has tried for us to be friends.
Okay. You and him?
Yes. That was even before I met you. I don't know if it's intimacy. I'm just talking about friend for friend.
Close.
Mm. Just like my sister can pick up a phone and call Uncle Chris. Mm. I don't do that. And he confronted me so many times and I told him, I don't do it because I don't play games.
Okay.
I am very plain. A very plain person. I have never tried to have a relationship. I tried it with you. I realized that it was all bent on lies. Tell me one lie.
Did you
try to have anything with Chinyere? Yes, you did.
No.
Now, let me tell you something.
Okay, tell me.
Let me tell you. I may not talk.
You are not talking.
Yeah,
okay.
I may not talk.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am insisting on something, just be very sure.
Mm-hmm.
One, the day you were supposed to pick Chinyere to get it somewhere, I know where you guys ended up at.
Where?
And I followed you behind.
Where?
Chinyere doesn't know. And
where?
If Chinyere could look at me and lie to me.
Where?
I am the reason why Chinyere is in America today.
And yeah, yeah,
why
Chinyere
is in Houston today.
You
I
told
did
me.
Everything for Chinyere.
You told me.
And if Chinyere could look at me and lie, and I asked, I said, Chinyere, did you go to any guest house with Mr. Shengen? She said no.
Yeah.
Then she's not my friend. Chinyere is not my friend. And I cut her off. I didn't confront Chinyere, but I'm just telling you, so you will not think I'm assuming. I drove behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you from day one, I don't do this.
Mm.
And for some reason, my heart just couldn't trust you. And I didn't pretend about it. For no reason, my heart just couldn't trust you. And the reason was because there was a day I was with my sister's phone. I saw a chat between you and her.
And you told me.
I told you that, right?
Between you and Chinyere.
No, you and my sister.
About what?
I forgot, I can't remember, but it was she telling you something like after you harassed her, I can't remember, but
harassed her.
Yes.
Harassed her.
It was on her text message. But Goma never knew I saw it.
What did she say in it?
I can't remember. I cannot remember. And immediately I saw it, I offed it and kept her phone. I have never discussed it.
Let me tell you something.
It doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
It doesn't matter.
I had nothing to
let
do with your sister,
you
but let me tell you, what did you say?
Let me tell you why I said it. Let me tell you.
What did
for
you? No,
sister,
tell me. What
no,
did you say?
I never confronted you about Nkoma because, one, I met you through her.
No, I met you in church.
That was the first time.
Yes. And then you took care of me at the party after the church.
But Nkoma introduced me to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why.
But let me tell you one thing.
I can't.
There's nothing.
I don't know why Nkoma is. I kept telling you I don't know why she's fuming about me talking to you. But
she,
I just couldn't.
Now you are talking.
Because you and her wanted to have something.
No.
But it doesn't matter.
Okay, you and I, we need to talk.
Okay.
Let's talk. She never wanted, after she introduced you to me, she called me. I know the way I see the two of you, it looks as if the two of you like each other. I don't want you to date my sister. I don't want you to, I said, that is not your problem. I told you, she started giving me all kind of girls, and I kept turning them down. Some of them called me. I turned, just to know, some of them, Mr. Sheik, I know the kind of girl you would like. You send me this picture. I turn them down. Because I know how you are. And I feel this is a woman that's going through stuff. I can help her 100%.
Don't say help.
No.
Because
no,
when you're because you want to take my body, it's not help.
No, that is not taking your body.
No,
that's not taking your body. I was even more difficult with you, with money, because of the relationship we had. If it's, I was determined for you. Why are you looking at your phone? I was determined for you to be, this is poverty level. When you complain to me, I've made a promise to you as I will get you to this stage. And I meant it. And I care a lot about you. You know, she tried all kind of stuff, all kind, and I just said no. She tried and tried and tried. So she, can I come and see you about something? You know, she come and we talk about a girl. I said no. You know, your sister is totally different from you. She lies a lot. Everybody in the company knows she's a liar. Everybody, but you know, because when I hear people talk something, I just pass by. You know, she lies a lot. She chases men. She does everything. I'm not trying to pull her down. That is total. In fact, that's how I saw you originally, because that's your twin sister. But as I see a different behavior in you, and I will tell you the truth, I saw you along that line. You know, so when I started seeing a different behavior in you, because the two of you are very close, I started looking, okay, this girl,
I honestly don't know that part of her.
You do.
I don't know that
you
part
do.
Of Nkoma.
trust me, I know you do. You know,
you do.
When I started seeing a different behavior from you, you are more, then I started seeing maturity. And maturity, you know, but she never, she wanted to do everything to break a relationship between you and I. Everything. Ah, Mr. Shegun now, this, sorry. This, that. I said, no. But she's your sister. They wanted to fight her a long time ago. I said, no. You know, but I'm a very loyal person. You know, in spite of whatever you think. And I know my position. And I know what women can do when they see someone of that position. They don't care. They go for broke. But it is and I get a lot of them. You are right about one thing. A lot of them come to me. A lot. Because they know of me. But you, it pained me that you, that I have some relationship with, would be in need when I am in a position to take care of you. It's God that takes care of everybody. I told you something one time. God put me in your life and you in my life. I want something that someone I could talk to. I'm very lonely. I tell you that. I'm very lonely. I want someone I could talk to, could relate with. When your friend you talk to me and I talk to her, it's all about you. Really. It's all about you. Idioma. It's all, you don't have to believe
that's
me.
That's all in the past.
Listen, it's not in the past. It's the current. Because unless you are sleeping with different men, unless you are sleeping, you cannot be with a guy and just say it's in the past. You are not like that. You are not the kind of person that will just go away like that, like it's nothing. You are emotional. And that's what I love about you. And that's why I keep calling you because I see quality in you. And I know I can do significant things for you.
But I don't need it.
You may need it, you may not need it. You pretend a lot.
Exactly.
You know, with me, you pretend. I know you up to a level. So when you say something, I don't believe it because I know what you need. I know who you need. I know you moved. I know you moved. I know a lot about you. So if I know a lot...
Of course, it should, because when I had a problem with the apartment, I told you.
Hey, but you didn't tell me you moved. Why did I know you moved close to Highway 6?
We're not talking then, so...
No, how I know you moved close to Highway 6?
You start to cheer, don't some gum, anybody can tell.
Oh, please.
Yeah. I'm
Please.
Sure it's one of the two that told you.
Please.
It's not past those
but
two. One of
if
two.
You are the kind of, see, me, and I will be frank with you, if I put my thing inside you, that is special to me. That's valuable.
It's not.
Okay. You think.
Any available
but okay, how come I didn't put it in any of the ones your sister sent to me? Do you know how many girls she sent to me? If she had to tell me, you know, I date white men. I like this white man. I like sex with white men. She's telling me just to encourage me to take one of them. I said, that is good for you. That's good for you. You know.
One thing you will never convince me.
Yes.
And I'll say.
Yes.
One, you will never convince me.
Yes.
That you didn't ask Chinyere out. You can don't even
listen. Chinyere,
there is no how I would never follow any man to a guest house, and I would never take no man to a guest house. Then, if I don't have
do you love me?
You, no.
Inside your heart.
I don't.
Inside.
I don't,
not your mouth.
I don't even want to be your friend.
You don't want to be my friend. Let me tell you something. I never slept with Chinyere.
I do not say you did, but did you try? Yes, you did.
Try to sleep with her?
Are you trying? Yes,
mm-mm,
you're trying.
Mm-mm.
My God has a way of revealing things.
Yes.
I was in my house one day,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason,
mm-hmm.
because she had called me, you know, the husband came, and me and my husband went to see the husband.
Oh, the husband came?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went to see the husband. And then, one day, that day we went, he wasn't around. Then, one day I was just feeling bad, like, you know, a man shouldn't come in between us, but the truth is, you made me know the kind of person she is, period. Because this is something I would never do. So you made me see who she is, really. So, and one day I was like, okay, let me just go. Since she texted me that her son was sick, she asked me if I had so-and-so thing, or if I had any doctor she could take. Only if you can, unless you're hot, though.
No, this is... Oh.
No, it's not because of the AC, because I feel like your dust is running
out. Oh, don't worry about it. Okay. It's Lunaka.
Okay. So I felt like, you know, let me just go. And it was a Saturday. I had my kids in the car. I went to her place. Getting to Chinyere's house. Lo and behold. I'm not comfortable with this girl that just met.
What's wrong
with her? I don't know. She's my cousin's wife.
So you know someone they do that. You are number one.
Well, it's not like I know I'm saying it with her.
But you are number one. I value you.
Well.
No, it matters.
The truth is that I'm right, so I also value myself. I'm not saying you should drive out.
I'm not driving out. I want to drive away from that period. I value you. I value you.
Value
I value you a lot. You don't value me. You don't value me, but I value
you. I don't value, but the honest truth is anything you do wrong, I tell. Like, sometimes I'll be like, you play games like him.
But I don't play games.
Right.
No, I protect you.
It's not right. It doesn't matter.
I protect you.
It doesn't matter.
Let me tell you.
But
okay,
like
go
I
ahead.
Saying, that day I drove to Chinyere's house, and as I was driving in, the son said, my mommy went to see somebody in the office. Immediately he said it, my mind went to him. There's a girl, she's dating. The girl was like, no, she just went out. So the boy now said, oh, I'm not a child. I now left my kids. I was like, okay, we should play them by then. Right there on a Saturday, and you're not going to tell me it's a lie. I saw Chinyere's car parked right there.
She never come to my office. Did I say that?
So I'm trying to tell you relationship.
No, there's no relationship. Let me tell you. You say one thing. You will never go to a woman and fight with a man.
Never.
I don't know what relationship you and her have now. You don't need to go and talk to her about this.
Never. I would never.
Chinyere, that time he said he saw me. Asked me to help. I love kids.
Of course, I know.
I love, even if you see me and your kids,
I know.
If your kids are around me,
yeah.
You go to say I'm the papa.
I know that.
I could do anything for kids. That's me. I don't take drugs. I don't drink. I don't sleep around.
You don't?
No.
Just continue.
No.
I've told you what I
because
what
I care about you.
I've told you what I believe, so just continue.
That's what you believe.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why I'm saying this is I want you and I to have a friendship.
But no relationship.
Well, that's me. I want a relationship.
No, I don't know.
But you already have a relationship, so what is it that you're trying to get away from?
No, that's it.
Please.
I'm telling
please.
You. Well, you know me better,
please.
So there's no point me and you
no,
arguing.
No, we are not going to argue.
No, but
that
you know
is,
it's never.
If that is not true.
And I'm not going to see you in any way.
That is not true. You know. But let's talk about the things. And then when am I telling you stuff? If you're not going to have a relationship.
It's not important because I already know whatever I want.
Okay.
So what are you talking about?
Because what you need to know is totally wrong.
Then it's okay.
And I can see how you can have assumptions.
No, you do.
If I had told you what I wanted to tell you, you too, you would say, oh, lies.
Because I saw a text message here saying thank you to you, and you said it's a lie. But that's okay.
What is a lie?
You said it's not true that it didn't happen.
What did it happen?
She texted you saying thank you for something you gave to her. But you told me all that didn't happen. And I left it there. But the truth is, Chia called, shout.
But thank you can come for so many things.
My benefits. Don't worry about it.
If you are part of me, I have nothing to hide from you. Hold on. No, when I say part of you, look, I want to send you to school.
Don't worry about it.
Why not?
You promise to this country, you always take care of me.
God takes care of everybody. And God puts people in people's lives. Okay? God put people in people's lives. God, I told you before, God put me in your life. Huh? It's just after 12. I said I have to go by 12:30. I have to.
I was supposed to pray.
You have to.
Pray.
Have you been praying for me?
I need to repent. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you. I love you. That I can tell you. I will do anything for you. You this girl with this mouth. I'm not gonna leave you. I will do anything for you.
We're going to be friends. We're not going to get nothing else.
Yes.
Just friends.
No.
I won't even bother to pick your call.
Don't now. If you're a Christian, don't pick.
But you know, I will not.
You don't. You know, as a Christian, you
will be. I'm not supposed to have no intimacy with
you. You're supposed to. David, not get.
It doesn't matter. That is
Solomon.
This is me. And I've told you my mind. I'm not going to have nothing to do with no man in America, and never.
No,
I will not.
Except me.
Never.
Except me.
Never.
I will take care of
never.
You. And I'll take care of your kids.
Never.
I don't want you to suffer. Yes, you do.
If you're sleeping with me and taking care of me, then you're not helping me.
I'm sleeping
you're
with you.
You're not fulfilling the word of God.
I'm sleeping with
no,
you
I will
because
never.
Of the care I have
I will
for you.
Never.
You will.
I will never.
You will.
I will never.
You will.
Okay.
You will.
No argument.
You told me one thing. You said you will never stay with any other man.
And I will never
with
be
with your husband.
And I will never be with
since you stay with me.
And I will
it has been special to me.
I will never do it again.
And you know what? God has put me and you together. And I will always be there for you. That being said, your friend, Chinyere, borrowed money from me to take care.
I don't know about that.
Listen now.
I will never believe Chinyere borrowed money. Give Chinyere money because you wanted to get that.
No.
Don't talk to
I don't want to. I don't want to say anything negative. She had $1,500 for her car. She needed $1,500, and she had no car. And because of her kids and school and everything, and I said, okay, I could lend you. But guess what?
Show me Chinyere's number.
No, I already.
Show me Chinyere's
number. Listen to me.
Show me Chinyere's number.
Will you listen to me?
No, show me Chinyere's
number. Do you want to listen to me? Let me finish what I'm saying.
Chinyere didn't borrow
your number. Yeah, I will tell you.
And I will not, I'm
I will tell you, and I will tell you the name of the person that. So I told her, I said, who said is this dealer? He has this. I said, okay, I'll do one thing. I'll give you the $1,500. When you are paying me back, you pay to Ijoma. Hold on. Let me finish. I said this $1,500, I will not write it in your name. Because I don't believe you. I will write it in the name of the car dealer.
Because you like being smart.
Because she used the children as an excuse. And I said, okay, it's for the car. It's for the children. I'm rich. If I have to say so, I'll say so. I'm rich. I can take care of you.
I don't need it.
You need it.
I don't need it.
Yes.
I can never sell my body for money.
You are not selling your body.
I will not.
You are in love with him and I'm in love with
you.
It's not.
I will not.
Okay, stay with me. Don't take my money.
No.
So,
I don't need your money.
So I wrote the check in that person's name. Okay? I never wrote any, that's what I said.
If I forget, my group is doing something and I wrote your name as part of our party. Because I'm going to call you. I give them your name.
So I wrote the check in that person's name. It's a guy. And when she got the car, she called me, she got the car. But I've been busy. I said, I'd like to see the car. Just so you know that eventually she bought the car. Maybe that's the day you were talking about. I can't remember. But let me say
this. You're not going to pay, you know, because that money you wanted to
stay with her. No. I don't need to stick with her. I told her is that we had an agreement. I even told her I would buy a car from that guy for you. I didn't tell her it's for you. But I wanted to buy you a car and fix the car and give you a good car. You know, you just don't know how much I care about you. You know that I care a lot about you. So I told her, so after that one, where's the money now? Where's our arrangement? I told her, transfer the money to, convert it to my own deposit for another Lexus, which I wanted to do. And I told her, I wanted to give you money, you know. Then she said, okay, I'll pay you this, I'll pay you that, I have no money. Oh, I'm going to pay my rent. Oh, this, oh, that. So we done that one for a while. After a while, I just said, okay. $1,500. I can't understand. It's only $1,500. This is that.
And that's all. How many rounds of case?
Of case. What's case?
Case.
Yeah, they don't like case. God has put you and I together. And you are just kicking it like nothing. You are praying. God has put us together. In this America, you have someone that can really take care of you and will not mess up with your marriage, will not get involved with your marriage. I don't say, where are you? Come, this, that. I leave you alone. It's unparalleled to find that kind of relationship.
When I'm praying.
Yes. And he put me in there.
What I told God is, send me a helper, not a stupid
one. No, a helper, that's what I am.
You're not a helper.
Okay, you're a certificate, are you working with it?
No.
What?
It doesn't matter. How
it matters.
It doesn't matter.
It matters.
It does not matter.
Ijoma, why are you not prioritizing?
Because
career?
I came to you and I begged you. I said I needed someone to give me I-10 so that I can write the exam.
What's I-10?
W-I-10.
I can't do that. Now we are government. We are government entity.
That's
I cannot do that.
I'm not. I never told you to give me 3 years.
I don't know. Okay. Well, you know, I don't the people the level I deal with, people will not do that kind of stuff. You can just walk to anybody and talk to them there. Don't ask me all those because I can't find somebody to do it. If I can do it, why would I do it? I will pay for it. You find the person that will do it, I'll pay for it. But I cannot do it.
I realize one thing.
What?
You trust people?
No, I trust people. I trust people. I just don't want people stabbing me in the back. That's what I don't want. People stabbing me. I help people. But you are unique.
I have my God.
And God put me there. And you keep praying. Probably every time you pray seriously, I call you. It's true, but you don't know because you close your mind, you close your eyes, you know. Your sister begged me and begged me, my music, do this, pay for this, but I said I can't. You are different. you are different. All I told her that all these men will not get you anywhere. That's and then you just go around in circle. When God said, Shegun, Ijoma is your responsibility. Take care of her. That is clear. That's another guy calling you back. I'm not saying you're like that. That's what I like about you. You know, the only thing you have is you assume, and it's all wrong. It's all wrong. You assume, and you like to fight me. You like to fight me.
I've seen your candidate.
No, you're mixing me up.
Like I said, if I'm supposed to. If I would have owned a house, now that I'm in America, I would have done it before I even met you. But guess what? I disappointed all of you.
Okay.
I would never have anything to do with a man exchanging my body. Never.
Okay, it's your own and I exchange for money. Have I given you anything?
He's not giving me
anything. Exactly, and we've slept many times. Okay. No. What I'm trying to say is that it, what you're saying doesn't even relate to what we have.
No, but
okay. So why are you putting it through?
Yeah. I regretted ever having to ever open my legs to another man, and it's something I've done. So, do you know if Chris, it's just that he doesn't know, and people don't know why. But for a long time, I couldn't sing in church. I just didn't sing in church. I couldn't just get my conscience to it. People are watching me, they're thinking you're this, I'm behind you, that. Honestly.
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah, because I betrayed myself.
By sleeping with me?
Yeah.
Look at me.
That's true. I betrayed myself.
In German.
It's not right, but you know it's not.
In German.
You're a man. You can be like David, but not with me.
No. Ikeman, let me tell you one thing today. God put me in your life. And opportunities, God walks with you, he don't take the opportunity, he moves on.
That's okay, sure.
Whether you sleep with me or not, I have said I'll take care of you. What else do you want me to say?
Friends. That's all.
Look.
I just want to get it off the table.
Look,
I will
I'm not that kind of person. I enjoyed you. I enjoyed being inside you when I do. You just don't know how special you are. I like the way you move, you know, for the little, you know, you are special to me. You are special to me. I'm not reflecting on Trump, but I'm determined to take care of you and your children. Look at me. Look at me. Ijoma. Ijoma. I'm talking to you. Look at me. To worry about all that with her and everything. Let that one go by. Don't go by and say, Dave, Mr. Shedden, give you $1,500. Give you money to pay for your car.
If I see you, the way I smile, you will not believe there's anything. or just that the honest truth, just like what you say, I told you that aspect of my sister I didn't know about, and you said I know.
No, oh, you do.
I do.
You do.
I do. If you have opportunity to talk with the woman, she will tell you. And let me tell you one thing.
You don't. You want to say you don't know she's deep for money?
I swear with my life, I didn't know.
But you suspect.
The only thing is, I always tell her she's too fast for my liking. Like when you said she's not working with you again, I'm not surprised.
So she didn't tell you?
I didn't know. Goma has things because she knows I don't tolerate some nonsense.
Then don't say anything to her.
I will not. I will not.
And then everybody in the company knows she's a liar. And
that's so bad.
Men in the building, she ran after them.
That's so bad because the honest truth, like my sister now, she doesn't tell my mom anymore. And they had issues.
From I don't know how he hit to them. That they kicked her out or something.
Yeah, my mom kicked her out.
The first time, you know, what happened? I saw her in the building. I said, you need to go clock because staff try to stay long so that they come over time.
Yeah.
I said, you need to go to her and clock out. I'm trying to find out how I'm going to get home. I said, how about your car? He said, oh, my mom took her car away. I just said to myself, you must have done something. Where are you?
And that, like, we have not been talking in a long time. We just talked
about her.
Yeah. Because, you know, she came after me. And the reason why my mom treats her bad, that I pretend a lot. She even went to tell my mom that I was having something with him, that they should not think I'm innocent like I do. You know, that right from when we were
children. She tried. When did you have my sister talk? I said, I told you. Don't talk to me about her.
And that was one of the reasons why I was avoiding myself. Because anybody from one was small, she's always thinking I'm taking her dog. And my mom was telling her, it's not
taking
it's
her love.
Right from, she has, mom has always supported me right from childhood about it. You know?
She sleeps around. I can tell you that. And she admitted it. You know, that time, I'm going out with this guy. Let me send you this girl. I said, no. I will get you this girl. No. It's just that I deleted everything. She used to send me pictures of girls. This one's in Atlanta. I can come down here and do this. I said, no. That's because I started becoming uncomfortable. Because then she lies about your family. Because before she will come, and afterwards she'll sit down in my office, be talking to me and everything. You lie about your family, lie about stuff. You know, I can't remember them. You know. So,
because
like they kick, like, then later
on. You said she organizes women. I wasn't surprised because there was a time my mom's younger step-up and is also one of the politicians. It's very rich too. They had one issue. My aunt said that Goma introduced her friend to me. So now that you said that's why I didn't argue that part with you. You know, because my aunt was very mad. She came to here, she was telling my mom. And that was part of the reason why my mom said Goma must come here and stay. Because Goma was doing well in Nigeria. But my mom said she has to come here and stay. So the eyes will be on her. Then when she was working, still my mom, you know, when I was working, so anytime I'm paid, this is what I think is right. I'll just buy rice and the two things I take
to the house.
You know, she was thinking that I would take to my parents. She was not thinking that, you know, anytime I come, my mom would be comparing both of us.
The thing that she likes a lot. Do you know that when we had her, Lassie brought her. When we had her, I was gonna make her head of accounts. That this is someone from my friend I can trust. But start from the beginning. I didn't tell her anything. She never moved up. They said she'll be gossiping, saying things. You know, everybody knows how with men there and everything. So I look at it so.
It's so bad though, and I can't talk to her about it.
Don't talk to her. No, she will know who is from.
I will never talk to her because the truth is.
But she was. She tried, so. when she, I don't know what you did one time or something, whether you came with her or something, she came back saying,
no, Anne, you don't know what you're talking about. You are, what's going on between us and her? You know, she said, sister, I said, ah, okay, I'm going to tell you, Joma, that the two of us, you should take both of us out and then have a relationship with both of us. She was using that to test me out. He said, okay, I'm going to buy something. I said, you gave it to her. I said, why do you want to do that? You know, I have nothing to do with with whatever you are saying. And what your sister and I discussed is just, I know she was totally, totally against it. You know, why I didn't know there's competition.
She called me, she said, you know, that you're worried about me, you want to know where I'm going. I told her what I said,
come on. Female.
I just told her, I said, that is, I'm sure you give me my charge. I said, don't call me to tell me that someone wants to help me. That was the first time she was telling me. And that was one of these problems that day. After I told her this thing, the same day she went to my mom. I told my mom that she see what she's talking about. I'm always making a man a lot for me.
What kind of statement is that?
It's not a small thing. To the point that my brother came to my house and picked up my husband.
Not because he was beating you up.
No. First of all, the things in common said that my mom is putting on her will. My mom is putting on her will in my name. Mama told my brother that my mom is putting on her will in my name.
She has serious problem, Mom. She has serious problem. She lies. You know.
What I feel her problem is, that is what I told her. Because all these things happen and I've not talked to any of them. I just put to go for the first time last year. So I told her one thing. I said, try to develop yourself. Because what I think her problem is the very complex. When you think everybody around you is better than you, you make troubles with them. From Nigeria to this, I've never had a problem with anybody that I work with. Not even me. I've never had a problem with anybody. The reason why all the jobs I've done, because of this poverty, they want to pay me this and I have to pay my debt. And it doesn't work well with me.
Why don't I start taking care of your daycare? I said that before.
Why did I not have any relationship?
Yeah, I don't have. Look, you look at it. No. That is not the reason. What's wrong with you?
Don't worry about it.
No, look at it this way. How can I? Don't you know you are so pretty? It matters. It matters. You are supposed to be part of me.
Second, my hair.
Yes, but it looks good.
I couldn't maintain it. I'll call it up.
Then I'll be taking care of
it,
you.
It doesn't matter.
It matters.
Why I told you about this one is anything I cannot afford now, can wait.
But wait, time is on you. You have kids. Those kids are your responsibility. I told you that before. You know, don't be stupid.
I want to get you my birth certificate.
It's a penny. Don't be stupid. God has put me in your life. What we are trying to say, we already done it. So it's no longer, God has put us together.
I prayed about it.
Yeah, but God has put us together.
I will never go back to it.
It's not going back. It's already happened. It's no longer an issue.
Okay.
Part of you is in me. Part of me is in you. It's permanent.
What is it? I don't have a part of you.
Yes, I mean, I came inside you, so part of you is in you, part of you is in me.
I don't have a part of you.
You know, I will always take care of you, if you allow me.
As long as I'm not going to come, I'll never talk about it again, because at least you already know my stand.
And you know that we are going to date. I mean, how can you look at you so pretty?
Maybe that's in 20 years to come.
No. let me be there.
I've told you my mind.
What I want to do is to put some funds, be taking care of you with it. You know, anything you need, in a way where people, your husband will say, where is he getting the money from? Anything you need, I'll take care of it. Not buy me an airplane, buy, no. Anything you need. Anything you need. And I don't want you to crash now. I said, I want to buy you a car.
I wanted to spend
when you said, you know what I was thinking, okay, I need to buy a car. Then when you said he left that vehicle with you, I decided to wait and see. You know, when I plan, I put you in my plan. Idioma.
Idioma.
When I plan, I include you in my plan. Did you ask me for anything when I slept with you? No. So it's not about sleeping and money. You are trying to put what is not there into it. No. No. I will take care of you. You know, I can afford it. If it's someone that cannot afford it, that is talking, then you can say, oh, shit, look at him. He can't even buy himself a shoe. I'm a millionaire here in America. Babe, let me take care of you. Put all those things aside. Sex and money are not what you and I have. If sex and money are what you have, you will have money for sex. It's not what I have to do for you is I will take care of you. And I meant it. You know, and God, as you are praying fast, praying hard, that prayer is coming to me and say, go and take care of this girl. As you are praying.
And that prayer is not coming to you, don't speak with her. That prayer is not coming to you,
you should not speak with her. The prayer is coming to me that girl is so responsible from head to toe. I mean, why do you want to be so stubborn unnecessarily? You do that in the beginning, not after the fact. You know, are you going to say, okay, I slept with this man, and then go and meet another man in future? No, you already have somebody.
I have a husband.
You have a husband?
Yeah.
Yes, but you cannot live at poverty level.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not no man.
I will not sleep.
No, you already slept with me.
Yeah,
God has made it happen. There's nothing fast. Like fast.
Hold your money.
It's not money. It's not about the money.
To get a future person.
It's not. No.
Future.
Do you know that? What did I tell you before? Girls come. Even your sister sent all kind of girls. But it's
like you get another one.
No. I already got what I want. I don't need to get anything around. You see, when I help people around you, I think that I'm helping you. But now, you have put it that, no, that's not helping.
For Chimia, you wanted something.
But I didn't want to.
You wanted something, Chimia. For Chimia, you wanted something.
I'm not trying, I don't want to spoil anybody. Do you think if I wanted to sleep with her, I would sleep with her?
But did you want something? Yes, Chimia.
No.
You wanted Chimia, period.
No.
Let's do this. But did you want Chimia?
No.
Yes.
No. But if I wanted, why do you think I wouldn't have gotten it?
I don't know about that.
No. You
may not be as easy as you think.
I have to get messy. You know, I didn't even touch your boobs. That's the one I should have touched. No, I have to.
You know,
even if you don't want to admit it, your heart is with me. Your heart is with me. Because, you see, that's what...
One day I was talking with Professor Chris, and he was like, she was a joke, though. He was like, anything you need, tell me. I just tell him, I said, anything I need, I should tell him. And I was like, oh, it's all well. And that's the only street.
Yeah, but that is there. you have invested in me. No, it doesn't apply to me.
It's even better I can talk to him better than I can talk to you. Because with him, I know that, it's nothing. With him, I know that it's nothing, so I can open up more to him.
Let me tell you something.
But with you?
Invested with me, I've invested with you. It's like a marriage. We already have a relationship. It's permanent. You know one thing I know, you care about me. You may wish me to behave one way or the other, but inside you, I know you care. That I know. You care about me.
I'm not saying, if I don't care about you, the honest truth, I wouldn't be talking to you.
I know you care about me.
But the truth is, you just need to quit that young spirit.
I'm a young person.
You're not a young person. There are some things you do, I can't even do it at my age. I feel it's too young.
You know, but one thing God has put in people is feeling. Even if you want to wish it not to be so, the feeling's there. I know how you feel about me.
Don't feel sexual about
me. Yeah, that's you and I have not bothered it.
Okay.
But you know, I like it. And I'm glad that girl that does this in church that day. I said, this girl is pretty. I like to know more about her. And we came to Gwanyin's house and you attended to me. That is God sent. And every time you pray, I feel it. And I call you. That is God saying, that is person I am sending to help you and your children. Who are you to tell God, I don't want? Who are you? See, look at your distance and your hearing and this thing. It's just that Jesus is black. I know I will call you today, but did I know you will show up? God put us together. There is nothing you can do about it. God does wonderful things. That's why they said his behavior, nobody can
say
it. Am I invited?
Yeah.
Where?
Why is it one
clinic?
Clinic?
Is there a doctor there?
No, she's a doctor that wants to come. Just come together and pray.
How many people?
It's from trade, sometimes between sometimes.
Who leads the prayer? Now come and visit your one there.
Just preach.
How do you manage it?
I just started it. They used to come to me.
How do you fund it if you don't do? Let me tell you one thing. God put us together. I've never cared by a woman the way I care for you.
I'm not going to believe that, so just come to me.
Ijoma, I've never cared about it. It's not that the sex is great. So you know it's not about the sex. You know, I think that's from my end though. I just care about you. And I know you gave me something that is special to you. But that's special to me. I can describe you from head to toe. So who are you to tell God that has put us together? We met in church.
It's not justified.
It's not.
Maybe trying to justify his own
number. No. You know what God said?
But the truth is, I cannot be praying with you because I'm not praying.
That is the only way your prayer can even be stronger. I'm telling you, that is the way your prayer can only be stronger. To have that relationship because God put us together.
I think you're there.
devil.
Like it's cast devil. Out.
Cast out. No, I don't do bad things to people.
I cannot have a relationship in the state. And
you can.
The things I have in mind for the future.
That is where I am there. That's why God brought me here.
I'm not going to have a relationship with you.
You know, God has said, this is the person I put in your life. I'm going to put you in a situation where you are together and then you have a reason to be together. You know. Yes, sir. That's my office. This is like a mouse. You control this thing. That sounds like African. You know, I will always love you. I will always be here for you. God has put us together. I know you and I will stay together. Because your heart here.
If you have your bad chance.
I don't believe in all that. That's rubbish. No. I don't believe in all that. God has put us.
And I can't believe you could lie to me that your wife was a sister.
That was my sister.
That was a wife.
Oh. If you see my wife, anyway, that's it. I don't carry pictures. I don't carry pictures. Really, I don't carry pictures. My laptop, this iPad. I don't carry pictures.
There's no idea of how many pictures.
I said I don't have pictures.
Open,
I don't carry pictures.
Let me go through and tell some pictures. I'll go to Facebook.